This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Ignore this update and lose student loan forgiveness. Welcome back, Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. We're coming back to with the second live of the day. If it's your first time here, type first time in chat. We're going to talk about student loan forgiveness. There's a lot that's been going on with student loans since President Trump has been in office. And, you know, student loans play a major, major, major factor in people getting approved for mortgages. So we're going to have more student loan conversations in 2026 because here at Rants and Gems, here at MG Mortgage Guy and Garland Enterprises, we are all about homeownership. We are homeownership advocates, and we want to be able to give you guys the greatest information that's available to us from leading experts around the world to help you along your journey of home ownership and investing. And student loans is an Achilles heel for many people. Okay. So I'm going to bring on a good friend of mine and shout out to Haley. First time here. Shout out to you. I'm going to bring in a good friend of mine, Dr. Sonia Lewis, the student loan doctor herself.
Hey, MG.
Let's talk about it. How are you today?
I am doing very well. So many updates to cover in so little time, but I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Nah, thank you for being here. I appreciate the love. As always, you are expert in all things student loans. Mm-hmm. When I want to know what's going on with student loans, hell, I go to your page, right?
You are
a resource for me and many others in this real estate and mortgage industry as well. So always a pleasure to have you on the platform. So tell us, what's happening with student loans that we need to know about going into 2026? Okay.
Well, it's a couple of things. So we are going into tax season. So we want to make sure if we can cover today how people can avoid getting their tax return taken because they may be in default and didn't know. Not their fault necessarily. The SAVE plan that's on every headline right now has been officially canceled. And people are going to have to start repayment in the next 60 to 90 days. And the last thing that's another huge one is that about 8 million people are about to get massive loan forgiveness through either their IDR application, their IDR loan forgiveness, I'll explain that, public service loan forgiveness, or borrower's defense. So there's a couple of good things coming up, and there's a couple of things, if people aren't aware, it's going to really drop their credit score by like 100 points.
Wow.
So all important things.
Let's get into it. There's a lot to check off. Let's start right first and foremost with the tax returns being taken. This is breaking news. Your tax refunds mm-hmm. might be garnished this season.
Yeah, so in the last 5 years, the government was not garnishing tax returns because of student loan debt and the pandemic pause. The Trump administration said it is coming back. They want your money. And the first step is they take your taxes. And then the second is they start garnishing your wages. Taxes first, wages second, because now they know where you're employed. It's very simple. So we want to make sure, if you're watching this, I tell everyone to do an audit by going to studentaid.gov. It's the free site that tells you everything about your federal student loans. And we want to avoid you having your taxes taken. If you log in and you see that your student loans are in default, you want to verify with your loan lender or by contacting the Department of Education. This is important because a lot of people mistake being late within default. If you're in default, let me repeat, when you log into studentaid.gov, a red banner is at the top. It says your loans are in default. Then you want to make that call. So that's number one. That's important, is that everyone visit that site, and you just need to know your logins because a lot of people haven't logged in a few years.
Studentaid.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make sure y'all go to studentaid.gov to check out your status. Know your status is important.
Mm-hmm. That's number one. So if you find that you're in default, let me just kind of give the nitty gritty. there's a couple of options. They may allow you to consolidate and get out, but it leaves a permanent record that you were in default. And most people's credit score drops between 60 to 100 points if you go that route. Or there's something called rehabilitation, which is a 9-month process. They may want as little as a $5 payment or as high as a payment that they'll determine based off of your expenses for 9 months. The key here is you have to demonstrate when you do that rehabilitation paperwork that there's no discretionary income for a student loan payment. And that's important because people in G fill out that form in a very lazy way because they're irritated. They'd be like, oh, $100 for groceries. Like, you never see somebody fill out something they don't really care.
Yeah.
Well, this is the one to care about, because if you fill it out incorrectly, they're going to say, oh, MG, you got some money. So your payment is going to be $600 for 9 months. There's no negotiating with these people. This is a collection agency. And as a matter of fact, if they get irritated with you, they can take the price up. And then, MG, the money that you pay out, no, it's a real thing. Let's say it's $600 a month. None of that money counts towards your student loans, only the fees and interest. So you want to secure, if possible, a $5 payment by demonstrating there's a lot of need. I have no money. So think that through. So I'm telling people that tip because we've seen people not get help or work with us or about take our advice and then come back literally crying because they're like, a $900 payment. But it's the only way to get out of default. So you have to take your time with that paperwork.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So most of that money is not going
no,
to...
No, none of it.
None of it is going to your balance. Everything's going to penalties and fees.
Yes. This is how the collection agency makes money.
Yeah, get with this, man. That was a great tip right there. What else you got on this subject?
Okay. So if they find out they're in default, that's the thing that they have to handle before filing their tax return. So you want to satisfy that rehabilitation, or if you go the consolidation route, you have to satisfy that before filing your taxes. Make sure that you get a letter saying that your loans are in good standing and then file. Do not file until, do an extension if needed, until you get the clearance. So if you're looking for that tax return, you can get it. So that's important because if they take that, they're going to go ahead and start to pursue going into your wages and your HR has to release it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Good info.
Yep. Let's keep going to the next topic. We can breeze right through it because these three updates is going to help somebody out.
That's called the save plan.
The first one was getting out of default. Yep.
The first one with the tax returns getting out of default. Now, the second thing is you said something about the save plan, 60 to 90 days.
Oh, this is huge. So the Trump administration.
Wait, hold on. I don't mean to cut you getting it off. Were you done with the tax return segment?
We're good. Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's go on to that point number two you were saying, save plan.
Save plan. This is huge. So the Trump administration had put people that were in the save plan, which was given by the Biden administration to start repayment as of August 2028. Well, they recently won in court that they don't have to acknowledge the save plan. It's totally thrown out, which we predicted it would be. And they say, you know what? As a matter of fact, y'all got to start repaying in the next 60 to 90 days. So all the headlines in the world of student loans right now is that payment is about to start literally in the next 60, 90 days. So for someone that's listening that was in the save plan, you can verify this by going to studentaid.gov. You literally need to go to studentaid.gov under repayment and do a new IDR application. And then from there, you may not even have a payment or a high payment. Let's just see, it's based off of your income. If you are unemployed or your income has changed, make sure you answer the question, has your income changed? A lot of people skip that and you can upload to them what it is or isn't. So that's really important. I would say the biggest thing right now is that people, MG, and I'm glad that they're watching this live, have to be checked into what you and I are teaching about these topics because people are going to find that they're, oh, this save plan thing is serious, that in the next 60, 90 days, somebody that's not paying attention, their credit score is going to drop 100 points. I don't know if you know, you do know, MG, you know how anybody would know because of what you do in your profession. 100 points cannot come back.
Yeah.
In the nick of a dot. I've never seen it.
100 points is 100 points. And it's easy to get. And when it's gone, it takes a little while longer to get there. It's no joke. And right now in the high interest world that we live in, your credit score is even more important than it ever was. right? Because everything we do, whether it's utilities, whether it's life insurance, it's car insurance, homeowners insurance, whatever it is that we're looking to get, people are looking at your credit score.
Yeah.
Right? They're looking at your credit score. So we can't afford for our credit to be low going into 2026.
Like, even if we were to help you get it cleaned up and get back on track, like, all those points are not coming back. That's a hard drop. And then what a lot of people don't realize with this economy right now, it could affect your credit cards that you have. So let's say you had a 700 and then you get dropped to a 600. They're closing trade lines. They're reducing them all because of a missed student loan payment, something totally unrelated. So yeah, this is the biggest one that I want everybody to audit. Go to studentaid.gov under loan details. It's cleaned up now. So it's a nicer view. You can literally see the payment plan that you're enrolled in. And if it doesn't, if it says save, you got to go and do an IDR application. Or if it says standard or any other thing, you want to do an IDR application so you can get into something that's affordable.
Agreed, agreed. And when you're doing IDR payments or any of these payments, guys, remember, when you're looking to get qualified for your mortgage, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, you can get loans with student loan debt. I want to say that very clear, because a lot of people have this big misconception that if you have student loans, it's like a death sentence and you can't buy real estate. That is not true. People get funded every day with student loans, right? So that's first thing first. I want to say, now, if you are in any IDR arrangements, right? $0 allowed.
Yeah.
So if your payment is zero, we as a lender can use that with the proper documentation showing that your IDR payment is zero. If we're doing a conventional Fannie Mae loan, we can use that zero as your payment. When you're talking Freddie Mac,
Freddie Mac is fair.
You're talking FHA, you know, it could be a little bit different. But with that zero IDR, we can use it with the proper documentation. But if you don't, like, if you don't have like any type of paperwork that's showing your payment, then we're going to use a half a point, right? Half a percentage of the student loan balance, right? So that's going to make your payment much higher. And then that's when you have, you run into those debt to income ratio problems. So make sure you guys, if you have this, don't just let your shit sit in default or anything like that. Get into some sort of payment arrangements.
Yeah. What you're talking about is so important, because I wish that more people will understand how the student loan payment is related to that pre-approval. So it's no need to go for a pre-approval when you're in default. You're late.
Yeah.
Or in the save plan, like it's an outdated plan. And the administration, they're going to do one of two things. I want to put this out there because this is a very crafty administration, honey. They're going to either put you in a standard plan, which is a huge payment, or they're going to put you in something called the RAP plan, Repayment Assistance Plan. Now, MG, this is, it's presented like a good plan, right? It's like, oh, it's more affordable, but it's bad. And I'll tell you why, because with the Trump administration attached to the RAP plan, and I'm hoping another administration will undo it, is that they're making people pay an extra 10 years. MG, an extra 10 years. I didn't even know that was legally possible. They're adding 10 years of repayment to you getting in a more affordable plan.
So on their current term that they have now. So if they have a 30-year term, they're making it a 40-year term to make it more affordable for them.
Yeah. So right now, most people have a term up to about 25 years. It would look like 35.
Wow.
Wow. It's wild. I mean,
that's crazy.
But you know, that's not the thing that's going to make the headlines when they release this new plan. You're not going to hear much about that. It's in there. It's in the fine print. But do people really go, let me read about this new plan? No, all they're going to do on the simulator is just see that it's about $50 less than the other plan. So the thought would be to pick that one.
Nah, for sure. I mean, this is why we named this video, don't ignore this update, basically.
Right. Right?
Because exactly. Ignore this and lose student loan forgiveness, okay? You don't want to ignore this, because this is the information that you guys need to know. Right.
Yeah.
So that's the save plan.
Yep.
60 to 90 days, payments are coming back because the save plan is no more. And it's a wrap. And Trump administration is saying it's time to pay your fare.
There is no one in that administration that cares to be kind for those in repayment. So this is why you have to know the rules for yourself and be able to advocate for yourself, because the lenders are not going to be fined, or no one's going to get them in trouble. Whereas the Biden administration really held lenders accountable and fined lenders. Like Mohelia got fined by like $5 million, and then they got fined again for $10 million because they weren't servicing people properly. That's not going to happen in this administration. You're going to see that you're going to not, be acknowledged quickly. You could get ignored. Wait times are 3 hours. So you have to, if you do get on the phone or you're doing something online, you need to know what you're doing, because there's nobody that's really jumping in to help out, if that makes sense. I know it
And
sounds so depressing out loud, but it's just like, you don't want to be depressing, but I'm a realist and you're a realist. People need to hear it plain. And not read just headlines. You need to know how it's going to affect you, because I know that we have a community in which people want to get investment properties, they want to purchase homes, they want to have good credit, but all of that is lives in the middle of how you invested in your education. And so if you're someone watching this, and you have 5 or 6 or 7 figure student loan debt, like this is important. And yes, there are people with $1 million of student loan debt. We just got somebody forgiven 997,000.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
And then we're working on a client right now that has 1.2 million in student loans.
What the fuck do they do? Like, hold up. What the
We
fuck?
don't judge.
Like, yo, they better be astronauts. They have been going to Mars. Like, they better be doctors as well.
So
They better be able to
I do,
perform an
let me
open
say something.
heart
I don't
surgery.
flinch. My team and I are trained not to flinch with high numbers. It is a very
What?
safe space. The 997,000 gentleman, he was a neurosurgeon, excuse me, and two children that are doctors that he had to take out Parent PLUS loans for.
Damn.
So all his loans and his Parent PLUS loans got forgiven, and now we're talking about working with his kids. Because they had some loans too, but he took the brunt of the loans.
Damn near $1 million
Now, I want to talk,
forgiven.
let's just state it right there. Someone that's watching right now might have 50, 60, 300,000, 500,000. We don't judge, right? But here's the problem. The problem is that, do you know how many people are walking around with that type of shame on them? Like when you look at each other, we can't see each other's credit score or student loan balance, but people are going to work not happy because of it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think he's gonna become a better surgeon now that he's got that off his back. This man is operating somebody's brain, owing all that on his head. That's a lot, MG. That's a lot of financial pressure. And then you want him to show up and operate. The hell? So I
Man.
really love the work we do, because I mean, literally, we are so affordable that he sent the team lunch money, because he was just feeling like he needed to give us more money or something. It was weird. But we appreciate that. But the thing is, how many people do we know are saddled with six-figure student loan debt minimum? A lot of people. And
A
then
lot of
somebody
people.
watching you might be like, oh, I want to get with MG, I want to invest, I want to buy, I got this 300,000. And so people think like that every day.
Yeah, no, 100%, and that speaks volumes to the work that you and your team is out here doing. And you know, I want to give a big shout out. What's her name? Chantelle. She said, I hope I didn't butcher your name. She said, I'm glad I logged on right now because this is great info. If you guys think this is great information so far, throw some gems in the comments for Dr. Sonia, please. We had a good question on Instagram from Dose of. I think her name is DJ Emmy. I hope I didn't pronounce that or butcher that. But you said, what if I've been paying all my loans but not for 25 years? Can it still be forgiven?
It's a good question. So in the Biden administration, there were people who had their loans for 25 years that did get forgiveness. So the answer is, with this administration, We are not quite sure yet. I'm going to tell you what just happened, MG, and I'm going to demonstrate that on the class coming up that I do every Monday. So here's what we just saw last Monday night. And every Monday night, I log in with my community. It's free. And we literally log into student aid together. And when we logged into student aid last Monday, because it changes week to week, I can't make this stuff up, they re-added the tracker to show you where you're at in terms of repayment progress.
Really?
This is big because the Biden administration cleaned it up and made it possible to see where you stand. And then the Trump administration came in and took it off. And then Congress had said in court to put it back because why are we not being transparent with the consumer? So we need people to go look at their tracker to see where they're at in their repayment journey. That might give insight to who is about to be forgiven and who's not. So that's my long story short answer. It could happen, but now that that repayment tracker is back, that might be the better indicator. This is really, really good that they had to put it back. Let me say something. I want to shout out the judges that are on the line. A lot of these judges, we didn't know if they were going to go the route of supporting Trump and his shenanigans. I'm going to be honest. We don't know. But a lot of the judges have been around since the creation and the implementation of a lot of these programs. So they've taken what's happening with the administration very personal. Like one of the judges that just passed through the borrower's defense last week, he basically got in the administration's behind and was like, stop delaying, forgive their loans. I don't want to see this again in court. And if I feel like you're doing this, we're going to do boom, boom, boom. I didn't know a judge could do all that. So there are officials that still care about people in office. But he did add at the end of his speech, he said, I am retiring soon. I would like to see this resolved before I retire. He said, and I'm hoping the next judge that has to pick this up will continue to press upon you all. So it's one of those things where even the people that like the good guys, quote unquote, some of them are about to retire.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody who's trying to, you know,
hold the line.
Hold the line, right? And speaking of that, you said there's going to be, you know, about another 8 million that's going to be forgiven coming up.
Yes, I'm
excited. Let's talk about that because I know a lot of people on Instagram and asking about how can their loans get forgiven and all the other good stuff. So talk to us about this $8 million worth of student loans that's getting forgiven.
So there's three groups. So the first one is the people that have been paying for 25 years or more. The second group are those that have been waiting for their loans to be forgiven through public service loan forgiveness, one of my favorite programs. I want to put this out there that if anyone is watching that had worked in the public service field between 2007 and 2022, I want to make sure that you know that you can still get credit from when you worked there. So you may have never made a payment, but if you worked there for 30 hours or more each week and your loans were in good standing, you can still get credit towards the 10-year forgiveness program called Public Service Loan Forgiveness. That program is called TEPSLF, Temporary Expanded Public Service Loan Forgiveness. The administration, Biden administration, is the one that brought that to life, and people don't know that it's still available. So if you're watching and you worked in a nonprofit, government, education, healthcare, not-for-profit 2007 to 2022, you are eligible for loan forgiveness, all right? Yeah. That's what I want to put out there, and you can still do the form. It's on studentaid.gov. It takes about 60 days to evaluate whatever work history you had. So please don't let that go over someone's head. And then the brain will say, but I never made a payment. Let me repeat myself. You did not have to make a payment. You just had to have worked there. And then the third group are those that apply for borrower's defense. That's if you went to a school. Secretary Cardona and the Biden administration identified about 200 schools that are mostly for profit, like a Phoenix, DeVry, Walden University, Art Institute, schools like that, that really took advantage of the consumer. Well, that administration said, and it's a whole list in my on my Instagram profile. If you see your school name on here, you should apply for something called borrower's defense. Those students that have been waiting for 3 years, they're going to see their loans forgiven or a judgment made by January 28th, 2026. Anyone that's applying more recent, they're probably going to get a decision around April 15th, 2026. It's important to know these things because if you need to respond, do an appeal or anything of that nature, you need to log into your studentaid.gov or look for a letter in the mail, but studentaid.gov would suffice because we don't want you to be missing any of that loan forgiveness. So it's a couple of deadlines that's really important coming up, but those are the top three people that are going to see their loans discharged, I would say, in the next 60 to 90 days.
Wow.
It's a lot, MG. I'll be having it like...
That's a lot. I don't know how you remember all of this. Song. I'm listening to you like, damn, this is a lot of information. And we only been doing this for 25 minutes. And I'm sure there's
a... I hit y'all with it real fast.
Like, yeah, no, I mean, look, this is great for the people who want to get straight to the point, want the information. I'm here for all of that. Obviously, anybody who's watching this, we got over 100 people watching this on two platforms right now combined. Anybody who's watching this live or going to watch this on a replay or listen to it on Rants and Gems, I would encourage you guys to hit up Sonya and her team. Get on board with what they got going on. If you need help with your student loans, they'll definitely help you. You got something going on tonight, you said, too.
Every Monday night. I mean, no matter where I'm at in the world, as long as there's internet, every Monday, 8 p.m. EST, we are hosting a free student loan forgiveness class. It is all about the updates, like I shared, but I get a little more in detail, and then I have people log into studentaid.gov with us, and we're all looking at our accounts together. People in the chat like, oh my God, it says, you know, like, okay, take a deep breath, because 9 times out of 10, you probably won't log in unless you're instructed to do so. And then if you do log in, because the website keeps changing, you sometimes don't know what you're looking at. So it's a really fun interactive class. I do my best to, you know, make it a comedy show / learning experience. And it's free. And then from there, what I would tell people is just don't stay stuck. You know, don't hear all these great resources and then be like, well, that was amazing. I don't know what to do now. That would be weird. You do know what to do. You have to take action on whatever action is for you. Is everybody in that room has something different going on. Sometimes we got like 200, 300, sometimes as much as 1,000 people are in class, but we're all moving along, learning the information. The worst thing, MGs, that could happen for someone right now is that they have a blind eye, or they become deaf to the information that's being presented, because it's going to hurt you, not the people you think it's going to hurt. People that I care about most are the people that are doing great work, being public service, people that invested in themselves in education, and they don't have the right information, so they get screwed. You said something earlier when we talked offline about how we're going into a season that it's going to be so well for home buyers, right? I think you need to say that before we close out, because this lives in the middle of all of that. This is your year in 2026 for home buying and investing. And in order for that to happen, you have to clean up your student loans and your credit. It cannot be skipped. So if you're watching this and you're like, this is my home buying year or my investing year, it starts with this information if you have student loans.
No, 100%. Student loans, like I said even earlier, student loans play a major part in home ownership, right? Good or bad. You can't avoid student loans in most cases. So having this timely information on the changes with policies and law and things of that nature is extremely important. And I definitely want to have you on here on a regular basis to kind of go through this, because as the platform grows, there's more people that need this information. And they need to tap into your Monday night class tonight. How do they register, since it's free? How do they register?
Yeah, if they can go to drpleasehelpme.com, doctors all spelled out, or if you go to my Instagram page, any of my videos that look like me, or you see my little AI with my little black outfit on today, you can go to her and comment the word class. It'll trigger you to register. An automatic message will come to your DM. And then just make sure you check your confirmation email. The Zoom details are there. Tell a friend to join in. Be there with a pen and paper, or be there on your laptop so you can log into studentaid.gov and participate.
DrPleaseHelpMe.com. I have it on the screen. Screenshot it. Go to the website, DrPleaseHelpMe.com. HelpMe.com. Sign up for tonight's free class. And make sure you follow Dr. Sonya Lewis on all platforms. Yes. Make sure you tap in with her and what she got going on and her AI. make sure
I love that little AI.
Yeah, y'all paying attention to everything. And again, student loans, man, is an important part of home ownership. This is good information that I hope that you guys got value from. If you got value from this, throw some gems in the comment, please. throw some gems in the comment if you got value from today's show. Download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. Subscribe to the channel as well. Hit the bell for notifications because y'all know me, man. I might come back live again tonight. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to do this season.
It's a lot happening, man. There's a lot happening in the world of real estate and mortgages, and there's a lot of things that I want to talk about. Yeah. I know Christmas and holiday season is upon us. Yeah. But let's stay focused on our goals. Don't go out here overspending for no reason. Don't run. This is a conversation me and you was having offline too. Like, this is the season of living below your means.
Yeah.
This is the season. I hope everybody got their baller phase out.
Yes, we were talking about that.
Right. Like,
this is not that season.
Right. This is get the baller phase out of your system. I hope it's out of your system right now. Mm-hmm. Because this is the time where you got to have more money coming in than going out. Mm-hmm. You have to have surplus. And cutting down debt, especially student loan debt. If there's opportunities for you to forgive that, get rid of it. Because now that money can be used to help build and scale and grow your wealth. All right. So make sure you guys tap in with Dr. Sonia Lutis tonight for her free masterclass, DrPleaseHelpMe.com.
Yeah.
Sonia, it's always a pleasure speaking to you.
Yes.
Always love. And I'm sure we're going to speak again very soon.
All right. Thank you for having me. And I do need you to come to our community in about 2 months when we do our home buying initiative. They need to hear from you directly so that they don't think it's a game in terms of cleaning up their student loans and credit. So we'll talk offline. But thank you, everyone, for having me. And I hope that you guys take action from the information that was shared today.
Yeah. Anything you need from me, I got you. And you want to leave with a final gem?
I would just say in this season, pay attention to anything you and I post. That's it. We post information that's not fear mongering. It's factual. It's data driven. And it's from a place of we want you to go do something with it, not just trying to chase a headline. So I love the content and the work that you're doing, MG. I send people to you all the time. I want you guys to connect and follow us because literally when there's a major update in the world of student loans, I don't know what I thought I was doing that day. Me or the AI is telling you what just happened. Okay. So if it's a bad hair day, you're going to catch her. I'll let you know right now. She looked just like me. But I was like, I need something to give information out in real time because we don't want people to go do anything irrational or we don't want people to live in fear. So if you just have education information, you should be fine.
That's what's up. That's what's up, y'all. Yeah. All right, y'all. Tap in, stay tapped in, follow us, Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. I'm out. Peace. Nah, this was good.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.